A showdown over a major anti-smoking bill is looming in Congress. The Senate is nearing final action on a bill backers say is the strongest measure ever to curb the use of tobacco. It would put the Food and Drug Administration in charge of regulating all tobacco products, and that's created its own controversy. Let's hear more from NPR's David Wellner.
The bill known as the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act has knocked around Congress for the last decade. It would get passed by one chamber only to languish in the other or get stripped from a bill it had been attached to. The House most recently passed the bill in April. Now it's stalled on the Senate floor.
This is not a game.
That's Connecticut Democrat Christopher Dodd, the bill's lead sponsor in the Senate.
This is life and death with people. And for 10 long years, we've not been able to pass legislation involving kids and smoking. And we can get it done in the next few days.
Dodd says the FDA's scientific and regulatory expertise, along with its clout, make it the best agency to regulate tobacco. A new division would be created to do so, funded by a new fee on the tobacco industry. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin recalled that his father smoked 2 packs of Camels a day and died of lung cancer when Durbin was 14. He says Congress should have passed this legislation long ago.
We're going to say to the tobacco companies, play by the basic rules everybody plays by in America. Number one, tell us what's in your product. If I can go to the grocery store and pull something off the shelf and read the ingredients, why can't I read the ingredients on a pack of cigarettes so that I know that it isn't just tobacco leaf, that there are chemicals that are being loaded into this thing that are even more dangerous to the people who use it.
The Senate bill goes further than the House version by adding new rules for health warnings. No longer could such warnings appear only on the side of a pack of cigarettes. They would have to be written in black and white across the top half of the front of the pack. The Senate bill also strikes down a law that kept state and local authorities from regulating the time and place of tobacco ads. But the Senate's version keeps a provision in the House bill that gives 3 non-voting seats on a 12-member scientific advisory committee to the tobacco industry. Matthew Myers, who heads the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says while he'd rather not have such members on the board, some key lawmakers felt otherwise.
It was important to gain the support of a number of Southern Democratic members in the House who have been supportive of the overall effort, but who also want to appear to be fair to their constituents.
But as University of California San Francisco Medical School professor Stanton Glantz points out, a federal appeals court late last month upheld a lower court which found the major tobacco companies had repeatedly engaged in racketeering. Glantz says Congress should not let people from that industry sit on the FDA advisory board.
It's a very simple message. You should not have racketeers on a government committee that's regulating the racketeers. To me, it's like the Department of Justice having a task force on organized crime enforcement with 3 mobsters on it.
Others argue the FDA should only concern itself with products that are good for people's health.
Tobacco is bad for the public health. It causes disease and it causes death.
That's North Carolina Republican Richard Burr, the Senate's most outspoken foe of the tobacco bill. Burr says Congress has directed the FDA to determine the safety and efficacy of food, drugs, medical devices, cosmetics, and products that emit radiation.
But when it comes to tobacco, we don't want you to hold tobacco to the core mission statement of the FDA. We want you to ignore that it kills people. We want you to ignore that it causes disease. And we want you to just regulate it based upon how Congress said regulate it.
North Carolina-based R.J. Reynolds, the nation's number 2 cigarette maker, also opposes the bill, as does most of the tobacco industry. But not Philip Morris, maker of best-selling Marlboros. And that, says medical professor Glantz, is worrisome.
If Philip Morris thought for 30 seconds that this bill was going to hurt them, they would have pulled out all the stops to kill it. They're backing it because they know it's going to help them.
Glantz says FDA regulation would help Philip Morris stay on top by making it harder for competitors to bring out new tobacco products. Still, the bill's backers say it does far more good than harm. Charles Connor is president of the American Lung Association.
This is not a perfect bill. It's not the one that our organization would write, or Senator Durbin or Senator Dodd, but it's one that is very strong and has the possibility, I think we have the excellent possibility, of getting through both chambers and getting to the president's desk.
A critical vote comes tonight. The bill has 56 co-sponsors, but 60 votes will be needed to beat a filibuster and move it to a final vote. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.